to the CoreCast, your weekly journey into the realms of health, wellness, and mindful living. I'm your host, Chris Harris. I'm a certified Pilates instructor and personal trainer with over 18 years of experience helping my clients to improve their health and physical fitness. Today, we're going to dive deep into the fascinating world of intuitive eating. In today's episode, we embark on a journey that celebrates both our physical and mental well-being. We'll explore two transformative concepts, intuitive eating and body acceptance. These powerful frameworks invite us to break free from the diet culture, embrace our bodies, and prioritize holistic health. Intuitive eating isn't just another diet plan, it is an approach based on internal needs. Whether it's physical hunger, emotional cues, or external triggers, intuitive eating encourages us to listen to our bodies. We'll dive into the principles, debunk misconceptions, and learn how it fosters self-care and positive body image. And then there's body acceptance, a practice that invites us to appreciate our bodies as they are. It's about respect, gratitude, and acknowledging our capabilities. We'll explore strategies to cultivate body acceptance, even when the journey feels challenging. So what is intuitive eating? It's a refreshing approach to nourishing our bodies, emphasizing mindful eating and rejecting diet culture. It is a self-care eating framework that integrates instinct, emotion, and rational thought. It was created by dietitians Evelyn Tribole and Elsie Rush in 1995. Intuitive eating goes beyond physical nourishment. It acknowledges the emotional dimensions of our relationship with food. Let's explore these aspects. Here are the 10 principles that guide this intuitive way of relating to food. Number 1, reject the diet mentality. Say goodbye to diet books and articles promising quick weight loss. Instead, get angry at diet culture that perpetuates false hopes and feelings of failure. Allow yourself to rediscover intuitive eating without clinging to dieting illusions. Number 2, honor your hunger. Keep your body well fed with adequate energy and carbohydrates. Ignoring hunger can lead to overeating later. Trust your body's signals and rebuild trust in yourself and food. Number 3, make peace with food. End the food fight. Give yourself unconditional permission to eat. When you label foods as forbidden, it often leads to intense cravings and guilt. Allow yourself to enjoy all foods without judgment. Number 4, challenge the food police. Reject thoughts that label you as good or bad based on what you eat. These internalized diet rules create guilt and anxiety. Silence the food police and return to intuitive eating. Number 5, discover the satisfaction factor. Pleasure matters. Eating what you truly desire in an inviting environment leads to satisfaction. When you enjoy your food, you'll naturally know when you've had enough. Number 6, feel your fullness. Trust your body to signal fullness. Pause during meals. Assess taste and listen to hunger levels. Honoring fullness helps you maintain a balanced relationship with food. Number 7, cope with your emotions with kindness. Recognize that restricting food can trigger emotional eating. Be compassionate towards yourself and find healthier ways to cope with emotions. Number 8, respect your body. Accept your genetic blueprint. Focus on health and well-being rather than pursuing an unrealistic body shape. Your worth is not determined by your appearance. Number 9, movement. Shift your focus from exercise as punishment to movement that feels good. Find joy in physical activity and honor your body's needs. And number 10, honor your health with gentle nutrition. Make food choices that honor your health and taste buds. There's no perfect diet, but aim for balance and variety. Remember, it's about overall patterns and not individual meals or nutrients. Intuitive eating isn't just another diet trend. It's a refreshing approach to nourishing our bodies. It's about tuning into our internal cues, listening to our hunger and fullness signals, and savoring every bite without guilt or restriction. No more calorie counting. No more rigid meal plans. Just a harmonious dance between our bodies and the food we consume. So why does intuitive eating matter? In a world obsessed with fad diets and quick fixes, intuitive eating stands out as a beacon of sanity. It's about reconnecting with our bodies, honoring our cravings, and embracing the joy of eating. Intuitive eating is a compassionate approach to nourishing our bodies. It encourages us to listen to our internal cues, hunger, fullness, and satisfaction, rather than external rules or diets. By honoring our body's wisdom, we foster a healthier relationship with food and break free from diet culture's restrictive mindset. Health at Every Size, or HEAS, challenges the traditional focus on weight as a primary indicator of health. Instead, it promotes body acceptance, intuitive eating, and physical activity without an emphasis on weight loss. HEAS recognizes that health exists on a spectrum and encourages overall well-being regardless of body size or weight. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in detail later in the episode. Body acceptance. Body acceptance involves appreciating and respecting our bodies as they are. It rejects the notion that specific body shapes are idealized or superior. By nurturing self-compassion and rejecting harmful beauty standards, we create space for diverse bodies to thrive. These interconnected frameworks invite us to embrace our bodies, prioritize holistic health, and cultivate self-love. Next, we're going to explore some of the aspects between emotional hunger and intuitive eating. Emotional hunger versus physical hunger. Physical hunger arises from genuine physiological cues, such as an empty stomach, fatigue, or lightheadedness. Emotional hunger, on the other hand, is triggered by emotions like stress, boredom, or loneliness, or external cues such as food advertisements. Recognizing the difference allows us to respond intentionally. Triggers and awareness. Our appetites are influenced by various cues, such as visual, like a cooking show, emotional, such as feeling sad, olfactory, such as smelling freshly baked bread, and social, like a family dinner. Intuitive eating encourages us to identify the specific cause of hunger and respond mindfully. Guilt and self-control. Eating in response to emotions can lead to guilt or a feeling of lack of self-control. Intuitive eating helps prevent negative feelings associated with emotional eating. Body image and satisfaction. Intuitive eating fosters a positive body image. By honoring hunger and fullness cues, we build a healthier relationship with our bodies. Physiological and psychological. Body image and satisfaction. Intuitive eating fosters a positive body image. By honoring hunger and fullness cues, we build a healthier relationship with our bodies. Psychological benefits. Research shows that intuitive eating is associated with greater body satisfaction, awareness of internal cues, and rejection of unrealistic appearance ideals. It encourages self-care and emotional well-being. Alternative coping mechanisms. Instead of using food as a coping mechanism, intuitive eating prompts us to address emotions directly. Talking to a friend, journaling, or taking a walk become healthier ways to deal with feelings. Think of some things you could do. For example, starting an emotion diary. Keep track of your emotions, situations, and thoughts that trigger eating. Understanding your patterns will empower you to make informed changes. Or maybe finding alternative coping mechanisms like exercise. Instead of turning to food, explore other ways. Exercise is great because it gives you those endorphins, which can improve mood and reduce stress. Or meditation and mindfulness. Deep breathing, meditation, or yoga can calm your mind. Journaling, really important to write your feelings down to explore their roots. Or try some creative pursuits, engaging in hobbies or creative activities that bring you joy. Create a healthy environment. Stock your kitchen with nourishing foods. Remove or limit access to trigger foods that tend to make you reach for them during emotional moments. Try taming stress. Chronic stress often leads to emotional eating. Prioritize stress management techniques such as relaxation exercises, spending time in nature, or seeking professional help. Listen to your body. Pay attention to physical hunger cues. Eat mindfully, savoring each bite, and stop when you're comfortably full. Seek support. Consider talking to a therapist or counselor, or join a support group, or try connecting with friends who understand your struggles. Remember that emotional hunger cannot be truly satisfied with food. By implementing these strategies, you can build healthier coping mechanisms and find lasting relief from emotional eating. Intuitive eating is all about listening to your body, embracing self-compassion, and finding joy in nourishing both your physical and emotional needs. Intuitive eating is backed by over 100 studies and validated assessment scales. It promotes both physical and mental health, emphasizing attunement to internal cues. Some current statistics on intuitive eating. Intuitive eating has seen a 9.75% change in popularity over the past year. On average, it's consumed approximately 4.39 times per year. General population statistics. A survey in rural Australia found that 9% of women and 26% of men practice intuitive eating. However, these numbers may vary across different populations and regions. Cross-sectional studies indicate that intuitive eating is negatively associated with BMI and positively linked to psychological health indicators. It may lead to improved dietary intake and eating behaviors. Remember, intuitive eating is about trusting your body's cues, fostering a positive relationship with food, and prioritizing your overall well-being. Let's talk a little bit more about health at every size. Health at every size, as we mentioned before, is a powerful movement that challenges the conventional notions of health, body weight, and well-being. Let's explore it a little bit more in depth. Foundational principles of HAES include weight inclusivity. HAES recognizes that healthcare should be accessible to people of all sizes, regardless of why they are any given size. It aims to dismantle fat phobia and prioritize health equity. Also, health enhancement. HAES supports policies and practices that improve access to information, services, and individual well-being. It emphasizes holistic health beyond physical markers. Eating for well-being. HAES promotes flexible, individualized eating based on hunger, satiety, nutritional needs, and pleasure. It rejects externally regulated eating plans focused on solely weight control. Respectful care. HAES acknowledges biases and works to end weight discrimination, stigma, and bias. It recognizes that socioeconomic status, race, gender, and other identifiers impact weight stigma. Life-enhancing movement. HAES encourages enjoyable movement for people of all sizes and abilities. It rejects the idea that exercise is solely for weight loss. Some of the key tenets of HAES is weight neutrality. HAES shifts away from weight-focused ideals and recognizes that health is not solely determined by body shape or size. Body acceptance. HAES celebrates diversity in body shapes and sizes. It opposes the pathologizing of idealizing of specific weights. Body acceptance. HAES celebrates diversity in body shapes and sizes. It opposes the idealizing of specific weights. Self-care and well-being. HAES emphasizes self-care practices that enhance overall well-being regardless of weight. Reducing stigma. HAES fights against weight-based discrimination and promotes environments that address inequities. Some common misconceptions about HAES are that it's not a social justice movement. While HAES aligns with social justice principles, it primarily serves as a framework for health and healthcare. It aims to be congruent with social justice, but is not inherently a social justice movement. Not about ignoring health. HAES doesn't dismiss health concerns. Instead, it broadens the definition of health beyond weight and encourages positive lifestyle changes for everyone, regardless of size. HAES challenges harmful weight-centric approaches in healthcare, education, and public policy, and advocates work to reduce weight stigma, improve access to quality care, and promote well-being for all. HAES emphasizes that health is multifaceted, accessible to everyone, and not solely determined by body weight, and invites us to embrace the diverse bodies and prioritize holistic well-being. The intersection of health at every size and mental health is profound. Some of the impacts on mental well-being include a holistic health perspective. HAES recognizes that health is not merely the absence of physical illness. It exists on a continuum that involves every individual for various ways. Mental health is an integral part of overall well-being, and HAES embraces this holistic view. Reducing weight stigma and discrimination. HAES aims to end weight discrimination and stigma. Weight-based bias negatively impacts mental health, self-esteem, and body image, and by promoting acceptance of diverse body sizes, HAES contributes to improved mental well-being. Also, improve self-esteem and body image. Studies have shown that HAES is associated with improved self-esteem and positive body image. Rejecting weight-centric ideals allows individuals to appreciate their bodies regardless of size. stress reduction and anxiety management. HAAS encourages self-care practices that reduce stress and anxiety. By focusing on overall health rather than weight control, individuals experience less mental strain. Mindful eating and emotional well-being. HAAS promotes mindful eating, which fosters a healthier relationship with food. Mindful eating, as we've discussed, reduces that emotional eating and supports mental balance. Body acceptance and mental resilience. HAAS challenges the notion that thinness equals health. Accepting one's body and resisting societal pressure can help enhance mental resilience and coping skills. Health at Every Size recognizes that mental health is intertwined with physical health, and by embracing body diversity, reducing stigma, and prioritizing overall well-being, Health at Every Size positively impacts mental health outcomes. Talking a little bit more about mindful eating. Mindful eating is a practice that encourages us to be fully present during meals, paying attention to our senses, emotions, and bodily sensations. Here are some strategies to cultivate mindful eating. Start with your shopping list. Consider the health value of each item you add to your list. Stick to your list and avoid impulse buying of processed foods. Fill your cart primarily in the produce section, avoiding center aisles with processed foods. Another one is arrive at the table with an appetite. Avoid extreme hunger, as it may lead to overeating. Prioritize enjoying your food rather than just filling the void. Another strategy is begin with a small portion. Use smaller plates, around 9 inches or less, to limit portion sizes. Start with a modest serving and pay attention to your body's cues. A big one is slowing down and savoring. Eat slowly, allowing your mind and body to communicate. Notice the smells, tastes, and textures of your food. Try to avoid distractions like watching TV or reading while eating. Listening to your body. Be aware of physical hunger, fullness, and satisfaction cues. Stop eating when you feel comfortably full. Release guilt associated with food choices and savor every bite. Mindful food preparation is important. Engage in the process of cooking and preparing your meal. Appreciate the colors, textures, and aromas of the ingredients. Remember that mindful eating is about fostering a positive relationship with food, honoring your body, and being fully present during meals. Misconceptions about body acceptance. Those are some common things that we hear. Misconception number one, body positivity means loving your body 24/7. No, body positivity is about relating to your body with acceptance, appreciation, and respect. It doesn't require automatic love for your appearance or feeling positive about your body at all times. Negative body thoughts can still arise, especially in the fatphobic culture. The key is to find strategies to respond to these thoughts and increase self-compassion. Another misconception is that body positivity is limited to being a little bit bigger than the cultural ideal. Body positivity is meant for people of all sizes, shapes, colors, abilities, sexual orientations, gender identities, and ages. Unfortunately, social media often portrays a narrow representation of body positivity. To make it truly inclusive, we must celebrate and accept all types of bodies. Misconception number three, having a positive body image is the same as being body positive. Body image refers to a person's perception of their own body and is not contingent on body size. Body positivity goes beyond mere body image. It's about relating to your body with acceptance and respect, regardless of appearance. Remember that body acceptance is about embracing diversity, rejecting harmful ideals, and fostering a positive relationship with our bodies. Body acceptance is a powerful practice that allows us to appreciate and respect our bodies, regardless of whether we're completely satisfied with them. Here's some strategies to cultivate body acceptance. Purge social media. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative thoughts about your body. Even so-called body positive accounts can sometimes perpetuate harmful ideals. Prioritize your mental well-being. Another thing is to inventory your capabilities. Acknowledge what your body can do for you right now. Write down the things that you appreciate, running, breastfeeding, fine motor skills, or any other abilities. And then focusing on functionality, helping the shift of the narrative away from appearance alone. Practice body neutrality. If full body acceptance feels challenging, aim for body neutrality. It's the middle ground, neither rejecting nor fully accepting your body as it is. Recognize that this is a process, and it's okay not to arrive at acceptance immediately. Remember that body acceptance is also a journey, and it's okay to take those small steps. Be kind to yourself and celebrate the uniqueness of your body. Self-compassion plays a crucial role within the body acceptance framework. Some practical steps to integrate self-compassion into your journey include mindfulness. Be mindful of your thoughts and feelings related to your body. Instead of harsh self-criticism, observe these thoughts without judgment. Recognize that everyone experiences body-related challenges. Understand that body struggles are part of the universal human experience. You're not alone. Others face similar feelings. Connect with others who share your journey. Treat yourself with gentleness and understanding. When negative body thoughts arise, respond as you would to a friend. Offer yourself comfort and support. Use affirmations that promote body acceptance. Repeat phrases like, "My body deserves love and care. I am more than my appearance. And I appreciate my body for all it does." Cultivate gratitude for your body and reflect on its functions, resilience, and unique qualities. Write down what you appreciate about your body. Try engaging in self-care activities that honor your body. Things like taking relaxing baths, practicing gentle yoga, or nourishing your skin, and always prioritize rest and sleep. When negative body thoughts arise, question their validity. Replace them with more realistic and compassionate statements. For example, replace "I hate my thighs" with "My thighs support me every day." Seek professional support. Consider therapy or counseling if needed. A therapist can guide you in practicing self-compassion and body acceptance. And remember that self-compassion is an ongoing practice. Treat yourself with kindness, especially during moments of body-related distress. Here's a powerful quote that encapsulates the essence of intuitive eating and body acceptance. "Your body is smart. Listen to its wisdom." Intuitive eating is all about listening to your body's wisdom, honoring hunger and fullness, and making peace with food. It's not a diet. It's a revolution of self-compassion and mindful nourishment. When we listen to our bodies, we nourish not only our physical health, but also our mental well-being. In conclusion, our exploration of intuitive eating, health at every size, and body acceptance has illuminated a path towards holistic well-being. Remember that intuitive eating invites us to listen to our bodies, honor hunger and fullness cues, and break free from restrictive diets. It's not about perfection, but about self-care and positive body image. Research has shown that positively impacts mental health, reduces anxiety, and fosters body appreciation. Health at Every Size, or HEAS, challenges our weight-centric norms. By embracing body diversity, HEAS promotes physical and mental health for everyone, regardless of size. It's about recognizing that health exists beyond the numbers on a scale and prioritizing our overall well-being. Body acceptance is our compass towards self-love. It's not about blind positivity, but about respecting our bodies, appreciating their capabilities, and rejecting harmful beauty standards. When we accept our bodies, we create space for mental resilience, self-compassion, and joy. Remember, our bodies are vessels for our experiences, emotions, and dreams, and prioritizing their well-being, both physically and mentally, allow us to thrive and live to the fullest. As we wrap up this episode on intuitive eating, let's remember that our bodies are our greatest allies. They hold the innate wisdom to guide us towards nourishment, satisfaction, and well-being. Remember, ditch the diets, say farewell to restrictive diets, and embrace a compassionate approach to food. Intuitive eating isn't about rules, it's about trust. Remember to listen to your hunger. Your body knows when it needs fuel. Honor those hunger cues and let them lead you to wholesome nourishment. Savor every bite. Food isn't just fuel, it's an experience. Relish the flavors, textures, and joy that each meal brings. Kindness matters. Be gentle with yourself. Emotional eating is normal. Find healthier ways to cope and nurture your soul. Your body and yourself, your ally. Respect your unique shape and size. Health isn't a number on a scale. It's vitality, energy, and self-love. So let's embark on this journey one mindful bite at a time. Try working on that mindful eating and self-care, compassion, and self-love. And remember that it's a journey and it takes time. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of The CoreCast. Until next time, stay active, stay healthy, and keep those endorphins flowing. Make sure to join us next week for another amazing episode. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider donating at the link in the description to help us support the work that we do behind the scenes to bring these episodes to you every week. We really appreciate your support. And until next time, stay healthy and stay well.